Good morning, Oriel. Today is Thursday, 3rd of May, and right now it's hazy on 30 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy with the temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 35 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy and winds should be blowing from south at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on says partly cloudy with a chance of rain in the evening, then clear. It should be windy again with southerly winds at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour, and chance of rain is on 40%. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated on 87%. Full moon will occur on May 6 at 3:35 UTC, and the moon will be at its closest point to the Earth, so it will be largest full moon of the year, and it will be in Scorpio. Also on May 5th and 6th, Eta Aquarius meteor shower occur, which are usually producing about 10 meteors per hour at their peak. The full moon will probably ruin the show this year, washing out all but the brightest meteors with its glare. The reading point for this shower will be in the constellation Aquarius, and the best viewing is usually into the east after midnight, far from city lights. And on Saturday, 5th of May, between 7:15 to 8:15 at Savitri Bhavan, we can participate at full moon gathering, and the meeting point is in front of Sri Aurobindo statue. At Sautru, next Friday, 11th of May, at 5 to 7 p.m., we are welcome to an open talk by Sradalu, who will speak on the controversial book and its consequent events. A question and answer session will follow. This is a chance for all in Orville to know of the controversy firsthand and to clear the air of all the speculations and rumors. And all are welcome. An interesting artistic collaboration at the time of 2nd Orville Film Festival 2011, Mutation in Progress, got nominated at the 14th Becca Festival at the Bauhaus University in Weimar. Mutation in Progress was an artistic collaboration between five Orwell artists, Marie-Claire Barsotti with sculptures, Chloe Sanchez with sound design, Christoph Fall with video installation, Anna Ruth Costa with dance, and Dennis Ben Suzanne with photography. The installation was on view at Gallery Square Circle during the 2nd Orwell Film Festival in September and October 2011. The All-USA meeting, AUM, will be held June 21st to 24th at Sears Community near Amherst. This year, the theme Roots and Branches will be focusing on the vision which inspired Orville, the flow of the students, vision, visitors and residents which nurture it, and the branches of centers out in the world. There will be a few panels and talks, but the gathering will also be experimental with awareness through the body, hikes, yoga, clay and play. This year's AUM is a collaboration between Matagiri, AVI USA, and Living Roots, and will celebrate Hindhorn's 50th birthday. You can sign for the Orville International USA newsletter via their Facebook page and get AUM information at matagiri.org/events or write to info@matagiri.org. Between 8th of May and until 19th of May from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., Tanya is offering swimming lessons in La Piscine with open classes for everybody who wants to improve his swimming skills. On Tuesday, it will be intermediary level, on Wednesday advanced, and on Thursday beginners, on Friday intermediary, and on Saturday advanced. And she says that you are a beginner if you have difficulty swimming two lanes without stopping in any stroke, and you are advanced if you can swim breast, back and crawl well, but want to improve and to learn butterfly, and everything in the middle is intermediary level. Everybody is welcome, you just have to show up on the day according to your level. A new doctor has joined the team in ARCA, offering acupuncture on Monday and Friday morning between 9 to noon. For appointment, you can contact him directly on 999-420-8068. Acupuncture is an alternative medicine, and it is a form of ancient Chinese medicine in which fine needles are inserted into the skin at certain points of the body to improve health and well-being. Dr. M. Mohammed Sahil Ansari has 10 years' experience in complementary alternative medicine. He is specialized in pulse diagnosis as well in treating all type of chronic and acute diseases like allergy, asthma, epilepsy, gallstones, gastritis, migraine. And Orville Health Service informs us that Betty, a computer whiz, is offering computer help lessons to seniors in their home. If you are interested, you can call Orville Health Service in the mornings at 262-2425 for an appointment. This offer is for May and June 2012. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish crime drama, La Habitación de Fermat, Fermat's Room, made in Spain in 2007 by director Luis Pedarita. On Saturday, 5th of May, at the same place and time, they will show an Iranian drama mystery, A Separation, made in Iran in 2011 by director Asghar Farbadi. And on Sunday, at 4:30 p.m., also at Cinema Paradiso, children can see animation adventure comedy Madagascar, made in USA in 2005 by director Eric Darnell and Tom McGrath. And later on, at 8 p.m., at Festival of Chinese Fantasy Movie at CineClub, you have a chance to see drama action Hero, made in China in 2002 by director Yimou Zhang. And at Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, they will screen tomorrow at 7 p.m. BBC documentary Ganges, River of Life, and the buzz list from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m., and of course, free dinner follows after. At Barras Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we have a chance to see one of the classical black and white films, The Grapes of Wrath, directed by John Ford in 1940. At Visitor Center tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen Mystery Adventure Action, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, made in 2011 by director Guy Ritchie. And on Saturday, at the same place and time, we can see Action Thriller Contraband, made in 2012 by director Baltasar Kormákur. The whole of our life should be a prayer offered to the divine, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.